Plan B Morning Show. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All right, good morning.
Hey, you know, that'd be a good topic. Just thought of one.
What?
What appliance or something around you that you have to deal with every day you would like to take out back and just beat with a bat?
I got
much
one.
Like they do in Office Space with this song.
I got one right now in my refrigerator.
Yeah.
The light's burnt out and I can't fix it, and the handle's falling off, so I got duct tape on the handle right now. So and the ice machine doesn't work. So that thing's
on. Oh, that's great.
It's just basically
beat it. Yeah, beat it with the bat, man. Just
beat it to death.
Damn.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Mine right now would be the bathroom fan.
Yeah.
It's been going in and out, in and out. Oh, finally it went out.
Well, that's one thing you definitely need, for God's sake.
Yeah, seriously though. No wonder it's gone out. It's dead. It died.
Overworking it for way too long, man. Things like, I just can't do it anymore.
Put me out of my misery.
What do you expect from me? I'm just a little fan.
Yeah.
Are you dying?
The life of a bathroom fan.
Especially yours.
Yeah, lights out.
Anyway, enough of Hunter's disgusting bathroom habits. It is time for everyone's favorite new bit. And that's been proven. It really is. Everyone's favorite new bit.
You see that every day.
Every day. I mean, it'll catch on eventually. No, it's time for your stupid quickies. Let me set
it's
them.
Time.
It's the time. Let's set the mood. Perfect. Now we're
sick,
ready.
Son. Sick.
Sick. That beat drop, man. Let's start with this. The Washington Post published results of an investigation into how batteries of consumer electronics are, quote, designed to die. And they revealed the hidden death dates for a few gadgets. So they're specifically designed to die at a certain point.
Hey, talking about phones specifically?
No, that wasn't in there. I didn't dig that deep into it, but I bet you that had to be some. Yeah.
Yeah, your battery only lasts so long. That's why it's not removable anymore. So you got to get a new phone.
Got to get a new one. I can tell
the battery in my phone starting to go away a little bit. Starting to.
And what do we do?
Not
we
just hold its charge, if you will.
Roll over and take it. That's all we do. Good news is my Tecmo Bowl travel game still working great.
Yeah.
You throw some fresh double A's in that thing, you're all set.
Same batteries, I'm telling you.
Love it. Tecmo Bowl.
You know what? They did invent a battery, though, that's supposedly. One time. You just put it in your remote one time. That's it.
No, why? I just like to hit my remote every once in a while, and then it works fine.
Work.
Work. Couple slaps. Couple slaps on the thigh. That thing's changing channels in no time.
Yeah.
You just got to slap it around a little bit. What about this? Cases of Lyme disease are skyrocketing in rural America, and coincidentally, social media influencers are spreading a conspiracy theory that Lyme disease is a quote-unquote gift from an intergalactic substance for the most deeply spiritual people. Once again, TikTok proving that it's just full of morons and idiots.
Can you bomb TikTok? Is there a building somewhere or something?
Unplug the server.
Seriously, just stop. Stop with the TikTok. Get off of it.
I don't know. If I were to get Lyme disease and someone said, oh, no, that's from space and it's a gift, I'd be like, shut the hell up, man. My joints hurt. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? What kind of weed are you smoking?
I don't know, man, but yeah, TikTok, once again. Like, so if you get Lyme disease, sorry to tell you, it is not from intergalactic substance for deeply spiritual people. And people on TikTok are idiots. Lastly, this is a great one. Your stupid quickies. A man in Idaho got pulled over, so he ran to a riverbank and tried to throw a Tupperware container filled with meth into the river. Mm. However, it hit a tree and was recovered by the cops.
Ah, bad toss. Terrible. You're supposed to frisbee throw it, man.
You got a frisbee. But also, too, the Tupperware would float, right? Even if it had a bunch of meth in there, if it was sealed.
Yeah. I mean, he had the right idea.
And how much is a Tupperware full of meth?
I mean, that's a lot.
But are you out, like, what, $5? It can't be that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure how much meth costs, but I don't think it's terribly expensive, right?
Like a Tupperware of cocaine, all right. I'm gonna try and, you know, hide that thing. I'm not just going to whip it into the river, all right? But Tupperware full of meth, you're out $5 or whatever. You get some more. Go to the trailer park, you're fine.
Don't get that mixed up with the Halloween candy.
I wish I could have seen his face when it hit that tree. Like, damn it. What can I say? I'm a drug head, not an athlete. That's what I got.
Probably just exploded, too.
No! No, who put that tree there? using the stick to try and get it back to the river. Come on, Meth.
One of those Dollar Tree Tupperwares, man.
Those don't hold quite as tight a seal. Not quite as bad. All right, folks, there you go. That is your stupid quickies for a Wednesday. We're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Damon Williams.